You're listening to the Barrel Racing Help Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. I'm a barrel horse trainer and coach dedicated to helping you guys accomplish your barrel racing goals. If you're wanting barrel racing tips, make sure to hit subscribe and let's get going on setting yourself up to accomplish your 2021 goals. Can't even believe it's here, but it is here. Today we're going to talk about how to set goals and how to actually make a plan to accomplish everything you possibly want in 2021. I feel like we've all been there where there's been years and we get to the end and we're like, wow, I didn't actually accomplish the things that I wanted to. And for me, that's such a huge regret. I know 5 years ago, I was in that exact same place. But for the past 5 years, I've actually changed the ways that I go about my goals. And I've really been able to accomplish more than I've ever imagined, which is amazing. And I know that you guys can get there too. So before I start this method of goal setting and following, I really want to make sure that you guys know where you're going. So if you don't have goals, you can't really actually get anywhere because you have no idea where you're actually going. So in between these last 5 years, I've been able to really set goals and find my why in life, find my calling in life, you know, bought so many different things that I would have never been able to actually afford if I wouldn't have had goals. I just have really been able to, I feel like, explode my success because of this way of setting goals. And I'm actually only 20 years old, which is super awesome. So I don't tell you that really to just brag on any kind of a level because I'd want to really just show you guys what you guys can actually do. So let's get started in writing out your goals. The first thing is get out a pen and paper. Yes, I know it's old fashioned. Or open your phone up, get to the notes. And I want you to write at the very top of the page 10 years. Now, in order to actually accomplish goals, like I said, they have to be written down. You have to know where you're going. You got to be able to see physically where you're actually going. So we're going to start at the top and work our way down to today and what you need to do today. And that's going to be based on your 5, 10, 1-year goals and then basically your month, week, and day goals. So after you get to the top of the paper, I want you to let yourself sit and think. Give yourself 15 minutes. Write down everything you possibly want to do in your life. Now, yes, you might need a little bit more than 15 minutes, but at least take 15 minutes and write down what you want your life to look like. Now, this is freaking amazing. I know a lot of people get to this point and sometimes they get a little bit challenged thinking of this. And I really think a good thing to ask yourself is basically, what would you do if you had $1 million or endless $1 million amounts? What would you do? Like, what would you do? If money was not a thing, what would you do? And write that down. I think a lot of times we need to make sure that we have categories. So mine I like to do is health, finance, spiritual, and then kind of more like my activities or my career. Kind of put my career in finances a little bit. But you can always change these categories up to fit yourself. But that's kind of what I do. But basically, now what you want to do is pick your very first 15 goals. Pick your top ones. They don't have to be in order. Just pick your top ones and star them. And we're going to focus on these ones. So now we can come back to the rest of them when we're done and kind of go through this process again. But I just want you to stick to 15 of them. So I feel like 15 is a pretty good number for your year goals when we work it down to the bottom. So also, you know, if you're having trouble thinking of kind of some goals to go about with this year, a big thing I want you to think about is when you're scrolling through social media, what's something that you see and you're like, wow, I am actually really jealous that that person got to do that. A lot of times that's our brains telling us, man, I actually really want to do that. But for some reason in our brain, we have that little trigger that just thinks, oh, I can't have that because of some stupid, silly little reason for one or another. So a little secret that you can do is you really can have anything you possibly want in life. The only limits that you have are the ones that you put on yourself. Remember, you literally can accomplish everything you set your mind to. Okay, so now that you've picked your top 15 goals, I want you guys to come down the page and you're going to go to your 5-year goals. Now, looking back at your top 15 goals in the 10-year category, you're going to now break those down and bring them down to your 5-year goals. So for example, if I have a 10-year goal, well, not if, I do have a 10-year goal of having my own clinics at my own barrel racing training facility. Now, for my 5-year goal, I'm going to have the property built. I'm going to have the barn built, the indoor arena built, the facility built, the whole shebang. You know, I have to have that all built within 5 years. So now, what I want you to do is keep those top 15 goals, and you're going to think about them for the 5-year category. So what's going to make these 5-year goals happen? So kind of looking at your top 15 goals with that. Now you're going to come down with the 5-year goals and you're going to look at yourself and you say, okay, what do I need to do in 5 years to get to that 10-year goal? And do it for every single one of those 15 top small goals. So now I just want you to write that down under the 5-year goals. Keep writing everything down. If more things come to your mind that you want to accomplish, go back up there and put them up there. But we're basically just breaking this down clear down to the year goal. So sticking with my example before with my training facility in 5 years, this year for my 1-year goal, I want you guys to come down again on the paper, make a little bit different section, come down for the 1-year goal. And now you're going to stick with those top 15 from your 5-year goals, and you're going to look at it and say, okay, what do I need to do this year to make my 5-year goals come to pass? So I'm going to stick with my example before, and with the facility being built, I need to make sure that I have a certain amount of money saved up. I'm not going to release that, but I have my certain amount of money that I need to have saved up by the end of the year. I also need to have my property picked out, and I also have to graduate college this year and have a job lined out for the following year. So as you guys can see, I really have broken this down from what I want in 10 years, then what I want in 5 years, and then for this year, what do I need to do that will add up to that 10-year goal. So now, if we're looking at what we need to do each day to actually meet those goals, and even this month or even this week. So now what we need to do is we need to actually narrow it down just a little bit more. So we need to actually have a layout for the day, the week, and actually the month. So now, how do we actually follow through with those goals we've written down? First thing to do is your goals need to be somewhere where you can actually see them. So something I've done is I made a vision board, and basically I just write up my goals, I add a photo to it, and then I just kind of put it on my home screen. And it's there to just remind me about what I need to accomplish this year. Especially if I'm going to get on my phone and just kind of goof off. Then I see that and I'm like, oh crap. Okay. I get my crap together. I can't be doing that. I need to actually be working on my goals. So it's super important also to get a reminder app and write your goals out on there, as well as the different steps that you need to do throughout the whole process to actually get that accomplished. So by breaking this down, you're actually doing, breaking it down into the daily steps, you're actually just taking off the stress of looking at your whole end goal and just kind of getting overwhelmed. So now every day is super important to make sure that every second we are taking advantage of the day. Super easy to get scrolling and just kind of waste the day away, but you have set some freaking amazing goals and there is no time to waste. So each day I map out actually every hour of what I need to accomplish, and it's super nice actually to have those reminders and be able to kind of like check the boxes off, see what I need to do each day, and make sure that I'm on track to actually accomplish those week goals, those month goals, and then those year goals. So this also actually keeps you super accountable to yourself in what you need to do, because you constantly have reminders coming up on your phone like, hey, I need to do this, or hey, I need to do that. And your brain actually really thrives off of that, of being able to check things off. Not in a sense of, okay, checked it off, no thought into it, but really putting thought and time into it and checking that off. So I also want to talk a little bit about motivation, because I think a lot of us sometimes don't actually have the motivation to do things. And I think a lot of times we think, okay, well, I don't have the motivation, so I really can't do it. But I really think, so Mel Robbins, I'm going to give her a ton of credit for this because she is literally amazing. But Mel Robbins, who is kind of like a motivational speaker, and she, oh my goodness, she's amazing. You guys have to look her up. But I love what she said. So I'm just going to read it because I don't want to steal her quote at all. But she says, motivation is garbage. We've bought into this lie that someday we're going to have the confidence, the motivation to do something that we actually want to do. But that is complete garbage. So many people have these incredible ideas, and you think what's missing is motivation, and that's not actually true. The way our minds are wired is the fact that human beings are really not designed to do things that are actually uncomfortable, scary, or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us, and they actually, our brains are really just there to protect us. That's all they're trying to do, is just keep us alive. So in order to actually accomplish those things, you have to actually know what you're doing. You gotta know where you're going, you gotta do the things that are difficult and uncertain, which actually sets us up for a major problem. You're never gonna actually be motivated. That's why motivation is actually garbage. The only thing we feel motivated to do is the things that are actually easy. Our minds are designed to stop at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. Mel goes on to say that having this habit of hesitation is a little momentum that actually brings you into this little signals of stress in your brain that starts to try to protect you. So anytime that you're sitting outside or you're doing something that makes you a little bit nervous, and your brain starts to get stressed out and it sends stress signals to your brain, And when your brain gets those stress signals, it starts to kind of get nervous and starts to try to just stop you and try and protect you. So that's why a lot of times when we don't feel motivated or we get these awesome ideas and we're like, man, I really want to do this, but it's a little bit scary and our brain tries to just stop us. That's literally what it's there for. So Mel finishes up saying, remember, you are only one decision away from a totally different life, relationship, or job. Your life comes down to the decisions you have to change every single day to make the life that you want. I can't wait to see where everyone goes this year with your guys' goals. Make sure to tag me on social media, on pretty much every social media platform, and keep me updated. I always repost because I like to make sure that I'm providing value back to you guys, giving you guys an opportunity to have a different platform of followers. So if you guys are interested in that, you can follow me at Barracing Training Help. Make sure you get subscribed to this podcast if you aren't already. And feel free to check out my YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest for more video forms of actual training tips for your barrel horses. I can't wait to talk to you guys throughout this week on my social media platforms. And I'll see you in the next episode. And I will talk to you guys later.